The Prime Minister has emerged from talks with her Australian counterpart in Melbourne with nothing solid to show for it. Jacinda Ardern had promised to raise Australia's deportation policy when she sat down with Scott Morrison, calling it corrosive, unjust and unfair. But as expected, the rhetoric has failed to bear fruit. Australia is not backing down. Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch has been in Melbourne for the two-day trip.
To add to the collection. This is for me, it's not for you.
Yeah, but for Australian animals.
A warm welcome from the Australian Prime Minister and a toy rabbit for baby Neve. Scott Morrison and Jacinda Ardern meeting in Melbourne for a catch-up, concluding the Prime Minister's two-day visit to the city.
Excellent, we'll come in.
Great,
thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The two shared morning tea with their partners before it was down to brass tacks, a sit-down one-on-one, and then another with officials in the room. All breezy and banter in front of the cameras, both noting Australia's recent uncommon enthusiasm for the Black Caps.
I'm not sure if New Zealand would have done the same if it had been the role has been reversed. I can't count on that necessarily.
But behind closed doors, the two had thornier matters to navigate.
Prime Minister Morrison, just one quick question.
We're having a meeting. We're going to talk to each other.
Ms Ardern went into the meeting describing Australia's deportation policy as corrosive, in particular the practice of deporting New Zealanders who've spent most of their lives in Australia.
New Zealanders look at this policy and just think that's not fair dinkum.
But as expected, no progress. Australia refusing to budge.
I mean, the issue ultimately for them is that they are within their rights to undertake this policy.
Ms Ardern says she won't let it go, will continue to press the matter. But that's where it will stay. Just talk, no retaliatory action.
I don't think two wrongs make a right, so we'll just continue to advocate and make this point. And I think that's what New Zealanders would expect.
The conversation was wide-ranging, covering both countries' Iraq deployment and China's influence in the Pacific. On this side of the ditch, Australian media have observed disquiet in the financial sector, increasingly worried by the New Zealand Reserve Bank's actions. But Ms Ardern won't say if officials raised the matter during the sit-down.
What matters to me is whether or not it was raised by PM Morrison, and it wasn't.
Ms Ardern returns to New Zealand tonight. The two leaders will cross paths again at the Pacific Islands Forum next month. From Melbourne for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.
And now let's go live to Melbourne to our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch, because this trip doesn't have a happy ending. Craig, what's happening?
Good evening, Lisa. Yes, I am at Melbourne Airbase, and I can tell you, we are not going to be leaving on the plane in which we came. We arrived here about an hour ago, not long after we were told that the Air Force Boeing 757 won't be leaving. It has broken down. The details of exactly what went wrong aren't yet clear. The plane, you may remember, had problems immediately ahead of this trip. For a while, we didn't know whether we were even going to be able to get off the ground. We were told the day before that last-minute repairs had been carried out, and we got the all clear. Apparently, there are problems again. We're not sure whether they are the same problems that have us grounded. I understand that the Prime Minister is being moved last minute onto commercial flights. We here, media, are trying to do the same. So at the moment, we wait and wonder.
Good luck, Craig. Put your thumb out early. That is Craig McCulloch, who is looking to hitch a ride back from Melbourne after the Prime Minister's plane has broken down.